Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Shaloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday right here at 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM The Word and in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. You could go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone to download our mobile app. Hey, I'd like to introduce our featured pastor this evening, Pastor Kawa Kwan from Lamb of God Church and Bible School Ministry.
Aloha.
Well, I tell you,
sure glad to be here.
Well, it's good to see you. Sorry we missed last week. We just got back from Texas, but we're here this week. Oh. And can't forget about my co-host, my beautiful bride, my forever wingless angel, and Lady Lynn. She's not here. Right. She's still in Japan. She's in Tokyo right now. She'll be back tomorrow, hopefully. So in honor of Lady Lynn not being here and because she loves it, I'm going to do the camel. If you thought that was a goat, you'd be close too. Pastor Kwan.
That's a good enough impersonation.
The thought counts.
The thought counts. Anyway, good evening, listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We've asked our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halawa, Laumaka OCCC, Waiawa WCCC, and the 1600 Hawaii Men in Saguaro Prison, Arizona. We've also prayed for the other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates are listening into the radio program tonight. And thank you, or in Hawaii, mahalo for tuning in.
Aloha, mahalo, Pastor. And you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. And Free Inside Ministry, we thank you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening, looking for a word of encouragement. Now, we love sharing about Jesus. And as I always say, it's like sitting around home in the patio garage. And instead of talking a story about why everybody leaving UH football team, we talk about Jesus, because he never leaves you. And we want to thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM The Word to go forth on the airwaves. And we are grateful for Salem Media.
Oh, yes. And we humbly send a shout out. Well, I should say a big West Side shout out to the Fishers of Men congregation in Nanakuli for continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona for our Hawaii brothers in Saguaro. But God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts, and we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
Hallelujah. Hey, if this program has touched you, you need a word of encouragement, give me a call on my cell phone at 808-222-2822. And our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And of course, we have the old-fashioned mail, our post office box at 89253 Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. That's what we like about Mondays. We get to slide right into the week.
Slide in. Or paddle in.
There you go. Well, it's blue skies out there. It was pretty wet earlier today. A lot of ua falling from the sky.
Oh, yes.
Always a pleasure to have you in the studio, Pastor Kwan.
And I'm always glad to be here.
Well, you know, we're just blessed. You know, the Lord has called us to do his business, and that's what we're doing. And in fact, you've got a great song tonight. First time I'm hearing it from Brian and Katie Torwalt, and it's called Enter the Gate. So, hey, you guys, listen up. This is a new song that Pastor Kwan picked just for you. Amen. 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 Yes. And it's all for his glory. And it reminds you of the scripture from Psalms 104:5.
Exactly.
It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Pastor, I know when I read that, and as we say at our church at LMAIC, don't wait for the keyboard player. Don't wait for the praise and worship. It says, enter his gates. To me, that's the parking lot gate.
Yep.
And you enter that with thanksgiving. You're already jacked up. And then you enter his courts. We're coming into the house of God with praise. Don't wait for somebody to start playing music to get excited about Jesus. What do you think the shepherds did when they were sitting with the sheep? You think the sheep started playing the keyboard? No, they just started praising the Lord. They just started praising the Lord. And that's what happens a lot of times with our brethren, Pastor, is we're waiting to get motivated. We're waiting for somebody to push the button. We're waiting for somebody to get us going. No, Jesus got us going when he died on the cross, Pastor.
Jesus,
that's what happened.
Got us going.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, guys. We got a lot to be thankful for on this motivational Monday, Pastor.
Oh, exactly. That's why I love that song. When I first heard it, enter his gates, man. Like you said, you don't have to wait to church. You don't have to. Opening your eyes in the morning.
Right. Just getting breath to breathe. Should be thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, it should be just that, man. But anyway, we're here tonight, and it's another, actually, it's a really nice night here in Hawaii. But God is good, man.
Hallelujah. It's a beautiful night. First Monday in February.
You made a good point.
That's right.
There.
February 5th. January done gone by.
That's right. January is over, and February is here. Kunifa choy.
Oh, there you go.
You know what I mean. It's coming around the corner pretty soon. But it's a good time to be serving the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's really a good time to be in his presence. And especially as the song encourages us. Mm. You know, really, you always in his presence. You know, you need to have that mindset. God is everywhere. And we should always be in his presence, no matter where we are.
Amen.
Behind the walls, in front of the walls, on the side of the walls.
That's right.
No matter where we are. In his presence.
Well, people got to remember, he's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. If you're under 15 years old, take that to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're going to get a smile from your English teacher.
Yeah, and a very good grade, too. Well, tonight, the Lord is good, you know. And I just want to say to the brethren out there, God bless you.
Mm.
Everyone that is listening, the Lord loves you.
Hallelujah.
And I want to tell you also, the Lord is not giving up on you. You know, tonight we're going to look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. But God is going to take us some interesting places. And like it all, you know, open your hearts, open your minds. Mm. And allow the Spirit of the Lord, which is the truth. He is the truth. And allow him to work within your life.
Mm.
Unlock the doors. You know, Bula, I remember this one story.
Yes,
and I always heard it. It's about the ham, you know, baked ham. And they sat down at the dinner table, and the boy said, "Oh, Dad, the ham is such a small ham like this." And he said, "Oh, yeah, son." And he said, "Well, Dad, you know, we got a, it's a small ham. You sure?" And he said, "Well, Grandpa taught me how to cook it, and so I'm going to cook it this way." And he said, "If you want to know why it's that small, ask Grandpa."
Okay.
Grandpa goes, "Well, you see your great-grandfather sitting there at the end of the table? He taught me how to cook it, and so I'm keeping the family tradition, and I'm cooking it this way." And they said, "Let's ask great-grandpa."
Mm.
And there he was. He put his knife and fork down and take off his napkin from his neck, and he said, "Well, in my house, we only had a small stove, and so we had to cut the ham to fit in the stove." And the boy said, "We have a big stove. Why are we still cutting our ham?" It's a good question.
Amen.
Why are we still doing the same things from years and years and years?
Mm-hmm.
When we have a God that is great.
Limitless.
A God limitless. And he moves in such a great way.
Hallelujah. I like that.
Yeah.
The ham story. Well, you know what that is like when people say, "I go to church on Sunday." And you know, Pastor, I'll be the first one to tell people I don't go to church on Sunday. And that freaks them out. They say, "You're a pastor. What do you mean? I don't go to church on Sunday." Because the minute you say you go to church, you've put God in a box.
Yeah.
We don't go to church. We Are the church. But we go to the ecclesia. We are the chosen one. We go to the gathering. Because if you tell people you go to church, then now you said, okay, church, God, 2 hours, you're done. There's still 166 hours. So and that opens up them to understand and ask questions. Why don't you go to church? I go to the ecclesia. I'm part of the ecclesia. I'm part of the chosen. We go to the gathering, the koinonia. And because otherwise we've conditioned ourselves to think, well, we only got to think about God on Sunday. No, 365, 24/7, all the way to heaven. That's how much we got to think about. You know, because you know why? He's thinking about us that much, Pastor.
Oh, amen. He's really thinking. And, you know, just like just me and you in this room right now, there's a whole lot of other people in this gathering here.
Hallelujah.
That are listening right now.
The gathering of the witnesses.
Gathering. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Besides, there must be a lot of eagles out there that we need to pray for the Patriots.
That's right.
Praise Allah. We all good. I just had to throw that one in there. But it was a great game anyway.
It was a great game from what I heard.
Great, awesome game. But anyway, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It says this in verse 18. Awesome. Mm. Awesome. How Paul is just encouraging. Never give up. And he says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This ain't a mystery. We're going to have some small kind of talk time after this.
Amen.
But, you know, it's great how this should be an encouragement to us. Like, you know, like as I told the story about the ham.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either we're going to stick with tradition or we're going to allow the newness of the Holy Spirit to
hallelujah.
Do something in our lives.
Status quo got to go.
Status quo got to go.
Status quo got to go.
But, you know, we're all here together. There's no titles amongst us.
That's right.
Even you that are listening.
That's right.
There's no barrenness here. You're listening and we are in a gathering right now. And the Lord is going to encourage us and lift us up. Not to focus. Now, the word literally says, don't look at the things which are seen right in front of us.
That's right.
But you know what? It's unavoidable. You cannot close your eyes and be blind and walk. You can be hitting the walls all the time. But you got to look at things. But there are things that are going to affect us, that cause us to make decisions.
Yes, sir.
That cause us, it even influences us to make decisions. But here it tells us, don't look at those things. But we should keep our eyes focused on things which are above. Now, we are all believers, but I'm not just directly speaking to only believers.
That's
to
right.
Everyone. Now, you're asking, wow, hey, wait a minute. You mean I got to close my eyes, keep my eyes shut, and there's something involved here? Well, I'm not going to teach you doctrine here tonight. Mm-hmm. I just like to tell you, God loves you.
Amen,
I just want to help you out here. Because there's many times we look at the things right in front of us. And you know, in Hawaii, you look at somebody and you might be looking at the sunset, but just so happen he's in your way. And that look might just change that brother's attitude. What I'm talking about, things going on in your mind.
That's right.
When you're looking at it, now your mind start putting thoughts of what it is. But you know, when God died on the cross and he stood there, and when you looked at him, he bled for all the sins
of
the world. He died for everything.
Each and every one of us.
Everyone. And it's a symbol of us not to give up, not to look back on things. But again, now Paul says things. There's temporary things and then there's eternal things. Now we get in a little bit more focused. And if you got a good binocular, you're going to start focusing in. And I want you to do that right now. Start focusing in now. He's specifically saying temporary and eternal now. But he's not saying only to certain people. This word is to all the listeners.
Hallelujah.
So all of us, focus not just on the temporary things which are in front of us. Because in this whole chapter, there is something special about God that is giving us to do. Given to be there. And he tells us, don't give up. Don't give up, because in this word, there's positions, so much things. But there's things that will affect our lives throughout the day. and things that will affect us throughout our lives. But, you know, I want to give you some time to read your portion there, Bulla, on what this one little verse has to say.
In the Jesus book, it's in verse 18, and it says, okay, let's go slow. Okay. So we're looking at and thinking about the kind of stuff you know can see, not the kind of stuff you can see. The stuff you can see only going to stay for a little while, but the kind of stuff you know can see, now that kind going to stay forever.
Oh, I like that.
Forever, I like that.
I like that. I like that audible that just was called right there. Boom. Look at the temporary things.
Yeah.
It also leads us to points like we need vision so that we can continue on.
Mm-hmm.
We need vision that we can pursue our goals. We need vision. So God is loving, he's faithful, but he also, for you that have goals, desires, yeah, we're in a temporary slump right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what we're in. You might be in a third quarter slump. You might be just the things aren't moving. But, you know, when I look at the, and I analogize this with the sports world, you know, it's always you never give up. You just keep playing the game. You keep doing things. Things are not rolling the right way, but you just keep continually doing it because the goal is to win. The goal is to win. It's not to lose. It's not to give up. It's not to just participate. Mm-hmm. It's out there to win. And God is, he's given us, you know how good God is? He's given us an advocate. He's given somebody. Because in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, it tells us something special. He says this. I'm going to read it. It says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not." Oh, somebody got to say amen to that. Sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate.
There we go.
You see how good God is? These are the eternal things that God is looking at. He's encouraging us. Paul is encouraging us that even though you trip and fall, you fail sometimes today, tomorrow, yesterday, whatever it may be, you still have someone that is standing in your place.
Hallelujah.
You. And you know, Bulla, he just didn't stand in our place. He died in our place.
Hallelujah.
He took the penalty of sin.
Mm.
He paid the price.
Paid the price.
Of everything. And so that we can just walk in that glory and enjoy the benefits of this life that he speaks about in his word that is so perfectly formed in us. We might not be perfect yet, but that's okay. Because God is looking for that in our lives.
You know, it's in the second verse you have the most favorite word in the Bible.
Yep.
And he himself is the propitiation.
Oh, propitiation.
For our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Right there, he's laid the foundation. It's not just for the believers. It says, but also for the whole world. So it doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on. He died for you.
Hey, you know, Pastor? And he did them so far in the past.
Yeah.
And he had a vision. God, see how much God has that for us. He has that insight for us.
Mm.
And he probably said, you know what? Yeah, the world is messed up. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that right now. The world is messed up. Got so much corruption left
right
all over the place. But God is still, he's encouraging us to hang in there. Hold on. Still be faithful. Still walk left, right, left, right. Still part the waters as you go and still be. Don't look. That's why the things that we look upon, the temporary things that surround us can really deceive us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be thinking, yeah, but how come that guy is doing good? How come, look, he don't go to church. He not doing these things. But believe me, there's somebody recording everything down and everything will be recorded. But as the scriptures remind us, there's somebody that stood in our place that's not only for temporary things, but for eternal things. And it's just not for today that he's going to help you. It's for tomorrow that he'll help you. And the next day and the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year, he'll be in your corner. He's the advocate that stands with us. And so when things come our way throughout the day, some days will be good days, Believe me, I had my bad days too.
Mm-hmm.
We all had our share of those bad days, but they are good days that God has recorded. And they are good things that he has for us. And they're not temporary, but they will affect us in mm-hmm. the life that we live. And that's how good our God is for us tonight. So my brethren and my sisters out there, don't give it up. Don't throw in the towel yet. Oh, and you might be worried about something that's going to be happening next week down the line. Well, this is a good time to take this word of God and pray it up to the Father in heaven. You know, this year, when I started this year, I had all my teeth. But just a couple weeks ago, I pulled out one.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I can whistle better now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's from the backside. I can whistle better. But it's hard to chew now when I go to that side of the mouth. But, you know, things happen in life. That's the point I wanted to make. And you don't expect it. Yeah, I went in only for a cavity. Next thing I come in out, talking with hand signs already. I couldn't talk. No more teeth already. Once half of my face, half so numb, my tongue hanging out, blah, 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 like that.
Oh, boy.
But you know, it's all. And you don't realize these things, that God is faithful to the end. And as this word comes to us tonight, I said it over and over tonight, don't give up. But as you look upon things, I'm not saying don't look at the temporary things.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. We are affected by what we see in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let that really decide for us what our outcome in life will be. Allow faith to work in you.
Mm-hmm.
Allow the word to come alive. And it only takes every day battling, every day getting up, every day reading that scripture, every day praying, every day looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Every part, every moment in all these things that we face. And that's a good thing about trusting in the Lord.
Amen.
He's faithful to the end.
To the end.
To the
end. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes.
And he's not a man that he should lie. So if it's in the book, you know, it's to be done.
And that's he will do it.
And he will do it. You know, and I think too many times we wonder, is God going to do that? Why waste time? If he said it, it's done. Don't try.
Yeah.
Like Pastor Williams always says, don't try and figure out what God has already worked out.
Don't figure it.
Don't figure it out, because you cannot. No
figure. But just trust. Trust and believe our God that he is faithful in all these things. So I want to pray with you tonight.
Hallelujah.
And we want to join together at this time, touching one thing, an agreement. Let's come into agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I know you need help, but let's come into agreement that God is God. Heavenly Father, yes. It's a precious time that you've given us and your word that has been decreed unto us. I pray that hope and faith has been awoken in the listeners tonight. And I pray joy, and I pray, Lord, peace will be in the hearts of the listeners tonight. And Lord, even those that are struggling with mental illness and depression and things like that. In those moments, Lord, I pray the light of Christ will shine in their hearts. The light of Jesus, Lord, will come and quicken and show them that freedom. In that moment, freedom of God will be there. And Lord, to all the listeners, thank you so much. And to this ministry here, Free Inside Ministry, continue, Lord. Continue to show forth your blessings upon the lives. My pastor friends and the loved ones, Bula and Lynn, God bless them. But most of all, to the listeners, God loves you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you to each and every one of you that have tuned in. Share the good news of the gospel. Let them know every night at 9:30 p.m. Right here on 99.5 FM is a program to reach the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. Because as we say, you don't have to be locked up to be locked up. I want to give a shout out to all those that are listening in Module 18 with Jonathan. Also, Modules 1 and 2.
Amen.
With Leon. And can't forget Stairway Ministries up in Jalapa. And Saguaro, we're coming. It's less than a month. Yeah. We'll be out there. We're excited. And tune in tomorrow night. We got Pastor Bird Mahelona and two words, buckle up. Hey, guys, we'd love to stay, but we've got to go. So, ahuiho!
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bullock at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.